We're joined this morning by Jim Heaney of InvestigativePost.org. Good morning, Jim.
How are you doing today?
All right, we're doing fine, Jim, but of course you are at the front and center of a lot of what we're hearing about this investigation of the Buffalo Billion. You've been reporting on this extensively. As a matter of fact, some of your reporting kind of got Preparara interested in this project. Are you surprised that it's gotten to this level?
No. You know, I think it's a little surprising maybe that the politics that we're seeing playing out right now, whereby the kind of Cuomo's inner circle seems to be turning on itself, I think that's maybe a little bit surprising, and that certainly has a lot of people in Albany all in a lather today. But anybody who's paid attention closely to the Buffalo Billion, or for that matter has paid attention to the way Andrew Cuomo has governed since taking office, shouldn't be the least bit surprised. This is kind of a byproduct of the environment and state government that he has created since day one.
You know, when we look at your entry on investigativepost.org this morning, you mentioned, and I'll quote you, the Cuomo administration's outrageous efforts to thwart your reporting. You've been an investigative reporter for a long time, locking horns with a lot of public figures. What was particularly outrageous in this case?
The refusal to grant interviews and answer questions, the refusal to respond to document requests under the Freedom of Information Act. Frankly, the dirty tricks that were involved early on. When I attempted to report on the kind of curious bidding process that the state employed, that led to the selection of developers for the solar panel plant at Riverbend and for the technology center downtown. It has been widely reported. I mean, the original request was for developers who had at least 50 years of doing business in Buffalo. Repeat, 50. There was only one developer that met that criteria, and it happened to be a developer that was a major contributor to the governor. And when I asked for documentation to back up the state's claim that it was all a very legitimate selection process, I was completely stonewalled. And, you know, as an investigative reporter, you know, it's not unusual to be stonewalled, but the extensive lengths to which Elaine Carlieros and some of Cuomo's other people went, to the point where Carlieros at one point told me, sent me an email that basically accused me of being a, quote, terrorist, because I wouldn't relent on the FOI requests. Just over-the-top behavior.
And that kind of brings me to the final point here, and I think one that's also been reverberating for a lot of people here in Western New York over the last few days, this idea that now that the Cuomo administration is under investigation, or at least some of his former aides are, and that there might be some wrongdoing, how and will this impact the projects that are underway here, notably Solar City, something that so many people seem to be, you know, holding their hopes on?
It shouldn't. You've got to keep in mind that the Buffalo Billion involves, you know, more than a dozen different projects. Some of them capital projects, and some of them are programs. But, you know, for the solar plant, for example, money's been allocated, contracts have been awarded, construction's well underway. I just don't see where this is going to impact the program. In that way, it's more a question of what the political ramifications and the legal ramifications will be for the governor and for some of his people. Because at this point, I think what's transpired since Friday shows that there's some very serious accusations being leveled that cut very close to the heart of the governor's administration. And I think, in addition to the legal aspects, I think it raises anew questions about how Andrew Cuomo governs, his obsession with secrecy, this notion that he and his people have that somehow the rules don't apply to us, be it honoring FOI requests or any number of other things. In some sense, the chickens are coming home to roost.
Jim Heaney of InvestigativePost.org, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Take care.